This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
The Agriculture Department's latest data shows dairy's commercial disappearance in 2022 was strong. That according to StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski.
Looking back over the last 12 months, U.S. domestic dairy disappearance was up 1.6%. That's a pretty healthy number. When you start to look at the products individually, though, tells a little bit of a different tale. Total cheese up 2.1%. That's very strong. It's good to see all this buoyed by the export side of things. So total cheese exports were up 12% over the last 12 months. American cheese exports up 38% over the last 12 months, which is really strong showing for American cheese. On the butter side, however, butter disappearance down 4.6% over the last 12 months. And we had exports up 47.6% in 22. So domestic sales of butter, really weak.
Tuesday.
At Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, we have six different people that are based all around the country, from Seattle to Orlando. And they work with the Krogers and the Metcalfs and the Sendicks and the festivals and the, you know, Walmarts of the world and Target to try and make sure that they understand the importance of having Wisconsin branded cheese, Wisconsin made cheese from Wisconsin milk on their shelves, and to then work with partnering with all the state's, you know, couple hundred cheese processors to make programs to build distribution and sell cheese. Because, you know, it's milk in Wisconsin, we eat our milk. It's 90% of the milk that we produce in the state turns into cheese. And 90% of that cheese is sold outside of Wisconsin.
Those are comments from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin CEO Chad Vincent on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal.
Wednesday.
So we're very excited to be back live and getting together and seeing our fellow producers and industry experts. We can contrast and compare, you know, different ways of doing things and what's worked and what hasn't worked, and to see people you haven't seen, to meet new people, to some vendors who right now, you know, we're kind of in a labor crunch. And so oftentimes some of these vendors we really want to talk to aren't able to get out to us the way we want them to. So this is a great opportunity to see some of those that you may not have had an opportunity to see recently.
Shane St. Cyr with Adirondack Farms and the Vermont Dairy Producers. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thursday.
We're talking with Dr. Jeff Bewley of Holstein USA. You call yourself a data geek. You really love data.
I do. I've loved data since I was a kid.
What is data doing for today's dairy producer?
In a sense, it provides us with better information to make better decisions.
Right now, we've got a conduit to get more of that data.
There are a lot of new technologies coming out. A lot have been developed in the last 10 to 15 years, and more brought to the market every week, it seems like, and that's providing opportunities to collect a lot of data at the cow level. And one of the things that it's allowing us to do is to go back to the idea of managing individual cows, not just groups and herds of cows, but it provides us with a lot of monitoring capabilities on our farm.
When you get out on farms, what are they telling you about the technologies that are really advancing?
On a positive side, there are a lot of times where people say, these technologies allow me to do things I couldn't have done before. It allows me to be comfortable leaving the farm for a few hours or for a couple of days, whereas I wasn't comfortable doing that before. They provide me opportunities to see cows that are sick that I wouldn't have seen without the technology, to see cows in heat that I would have missed without the technology. On the not as positive side, sometimes they don't always work the way that we want them to, and so there's some headaches and challenges, particularly with newer startup type technologies.
Friday.
We're going to talk about supplementing beta carotene to dry cows before calving and see what effects it may have on the calf and on colostrum quality. This research published in the November Journal of Dairy Science and 2022 by the Illinois group of Jim Drakely's lab. So the question was, if we add a beta carotene, which is a precursor of vitamin A, and there is a requirement for most cattle for beta carotene, what effects it may have on colostrum and calf responses. So the research would say, Bill, that cows that had adequate vitamin A probably didn't respond much to the beta carotene addition at this point. There was some impact on levels in the colostrum and changing in color, and also in the serum beta carotene at birth. And of course, the responses were fairly modest.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.